Penguin Audio presents Blythewood by Carol Goodman, read by Leslie Belair. One. I heard the bells that morning as I was entering Washington Square Park. I stopped just past the arch and looked south to see if the sound might be a streetcar, but I didn't see one. Then I looked north, through the arch and up Fifth Avenue, listening for the bells of Grace Church playing the quarter hour. But it wasn't the tune they played. And if the bells weren't from Grace Church or a streetcar, that meant they were my bells, the ones I heard inside my head. The ones I'd been hearing for the last 6 months, whenever something bad was going to happen. I felt a tingling on the back of my neck and knew there was someone behind me. I whirled around to find Tilly Cooperman's laughing face, her fresh scrubbed cheeks rosy in the cold winter sunlight, her red curls already escaping from her Gibson girl poof. With her starched white shirt waist tucked neatly into her slim, dark skirt, you might have taken Tilly for a Gibson girl until you noticed the darning stitches on her collar, or that instead of a tennis racket or a golf club, she was carrying a tin lunch pail. "Listening to the angel on your shoulder again?" she asked. "How do you know I'm not listening to the devil on my shoulder?" I replied. "Wrong shoulder," she chirped, slipping her arm in mine. "Everyone knows the devil sits on your left shoulder, and besides, I know you, Aveline Hall. You're on the side of the angels." I laughed at that and let myself be led by Tilly through the park, past a group of young men, law students, I thought, from the books under their arms and the rumpled look of their tweed coats and trousers, on their way to the law library next to our building. One doffed his hat, revealing hair slicked back.